Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, grief can make people question a lot of things, but what she witnessed in her bedroom left her wondering if she was dealing with something beyond grief.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you very much for listening. We sure do appreciate it. And you know, if you have a real ghost story, we would sure love to hear it. It's super easy. You can write it down by going to realghoststoriesonline.com. You can call us if you want to do that. That's easy, 855-853-4802. And another thing, you can hit subscribe wherever you are listening. We would appreciate that very much. I'm Carol Hughes. Harper's with me today. How are you doing?
Hello, hello, hello. I am good. How are you today, Carol?
Oh, you know, it's been a day.
Oh, yes, it has.
I've been just dealing with a lot of stuff, but I'm better now that I'm talking to you.
Well, that's good. I'm happy to hear
that.
I love
you so. Now, you start school next week.
I do. Next Monday.
It's so crazy. Another day, I was talking with somebody, and I'm like, you know, in my head, it seems like school should start in like a month. And
yeah,
because it seems like school or summer just kind of started in a weird way. And
I mean, it basically has.
Right. And it's not over, obviously. But when you go to school, when you go back to school, that feels like end of summer.
Mm-hmm.
Even though end of summer isn't what? Till the end of September sometime.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, kids don't go back to school next week. Yeah, they do. No, they don't. Yeah, they do. I had to look it up. I so didn't believe them to that extent. And I'm like, not possible. And I live right by a school, and I kind of like it when school's not in session because there's so much more traffic when the school's in session.
I'm like,
I'll be damned. So you got all your stuff ready to go? And
I do. I have my backpack all packed and all that stuff.
And you will be in what grade?
Eighth grade.
Ah! Where's the time gone?
Right?
Eighth
been doing
grade.
This show for the majority of my life.
I know, right? I think you started when you were six or seven. It's really adorable. Yeah, it was really adorable when you listen to those really old episodes because you had this little cute little Harper voice. It's just
quite
like
some time ago.
I know. It's crazy. And I was, because I always listen to every episode back before I post it. Just, you never know.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea. And I was listening to it back last week before last. And I was like, when did she become this Harper? Like, when did this happen? Because you were commenting on something and you had a very valid, good point. And I'm like, when did this happen? When did she grow up so fast? No, but it is exciting for you because you're new school and you're really excited about all that. So
that, and I will be turning 14 soon. So that'll be fun.
In what, a week?
Yeah, that will be the second Monday of school.
That's just something. 14.
Yep.
Well, then you're like, when I went to the wedding, you go, hey, I can drive when I'm 14. I'm like, no, you can't. And you're like, yeah, I can.
Well, I can have my learner's permit when I'm 14.
I go, and I'm like, no, you can't. You have to be 15. And you're like, no, you can't. You can do it at 14. And I think I made you prove it. And it's 14.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to a ghost story.
Let's.
This one is pretty interesting today. Here we go.
Right after high school, my mom passed away. Actually, 2 weeks after I graduated high school, my mom passed away. And my mom, as I mentioned before, was not a very nice person. And so, I mean, she did some things that were just horrifying sometimes. And I just got this feeling after she died that she was just a malevolent presence, like she was, not anything else around, but it was like her presence was left behind. And I would be driving I had an S10 at the time, Chevrolet S10, and, you know, a little two-seater, a little two-seater truck. And I could feel an evil presence next to me. I could feel something staring at me. I could feel, you know, things. And I could actually, sometimes it felt like the steering wheel was getting jerked out of my hand, or it was about to get jerked out of my hand, but it just didn't happen. Also during that time, I had a crush on a guy that was really, really bad for me and was always really upset. And I was standing in front of, I had this huge mirror. And I was putting, it's probably about a 4 foot tall mirror and about 3 feet across. And I was standing in front of it and I was putting makeup on, but I was upset because I was thinking about how much he had made me so angry that day. And I heard this loud crack noise. And I looked up at the mirror and I watched this huge crack form on the mirror, and it cracked all the way down the mirror. And I sit there and I'm thinking, all I can think of is this is going to be one huge mess when it falls off the wall and I'm going to have to clean it up. And, you know, there's carpet, so it's going to be a huge mess in the carpet and all kinds of stuff. And all of a sudden it started to crack a little bit more, and then it just sucked it back up and it was gone. The crack was completely gone. And I kind of was shocked, obviously. And I grabbed my purse and I ran out of the house, locked the house up, and I ran out of the house and I drove away and didn't come back for several hours. Yeah, I think I'm going to end it there because I have some really creepy dorm room stories that I'll be getting next time. I just didn't want to overload everyone with information. And thanks for doing what you're doing and have a great day. Bye.
You know, she's someone I would almost like to talk to.
Because yeah,
I have
I
some questions. You know, first off, with her mom and losing her mom, but having such a difficult relationship with her mom too. And
yeah.
So in life, if somebody is a mean person, and for whatever reason, she could have mental health issues, I don't know. Do they change in the afterlife? You know, or maybe in the afterlife, could she have been like still terrorizing her poor daughter?
Yeah.
Like, that is a really strange concept, because you like to think people die and they're like cured. You know, yeah. It's like you were a shitty person, but now that you're dead, you look back and go, man, I was a shitty person. Next go around, I'm going to do better. Or I don't know what happens, but you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's such a weird concept that even in death, you purposely want to go terrorize your daughter.
Like to the point she felt like the steering wheel was being pulled.
Yeah, that's
just strange. So that's one thing I would like to discuss with her. And was that just for a short time that she felt that? Maybe once her mom moved on, whatever happened, wherever she went next, did that stop? Because she said there were some things that happened later, but were they just different things? Or does she think those are connected to her mom? Then the mirror thing. How could the mirror crack right in front of her and then it uncracks?
That is...
The crack,
so weird.
The crack cures itself. Like, what is that all about?
That doesn't make any sense. Honestly, I want to say that I don't think it's the mom at all. I think, honestly, I think what had happened here was the energy that the mom left behind, all that negativity, something else came in and started feeding off of that.
Oh, yeah. That could be too.
I have a hard time believing that even in death, she'd purposely do all that to terrorize her daughter.
I do know people who wouldn't surprise me.
I know people
me.
Like that too, but I want to have hope.
Right? You know, but not knowing her experience and why she felt so strongly that was her mother. And yeah. I'm going to guess it was cause and effect. You know, it was the mom died. I feel like something malevolent is in the truck with me. Something is pulling at the steering wheel. I feel something evil in the cab of the truck. And I see how she would associate that with her mother if that was the kind of energy her mom gave off.
Yeah, but then going back to the mirror cracking, like two things could be happening here. Either one, she could have been hallucinating the mirror cracking and then fixing itself, or that object was actually being manipulated like that. And I just don't see regular spirits, like, which are people that have recently died, being able to do that.
Well, and could something dark have done it and something else stepped in and was like, no, you don't. Mm-mm. I'm fixing the broken mirror. Because she's like to the point going, oh man, this is going to be a mess to clean up. And then it uncracked.
Or could it have been put back with the intent to make her feel like she was going crazy?
Oh, God. I don't know. That is an interesting story. That's somebody I would like to talk to.
I would love to hear more from her on these stories.
Yeah, both of them are fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
But I also get that. You know, you want to, when somebody dies, you want to be like, you know, look back and miss them and love them and all this. But there's a lot of people who have very complicated relationships with their parents, with siblings, with spouses, you know, and it's like, you were really mean to me in life. And it's, then you feel guilty for thinking badly of them because now that person's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So we have questions on that one. We can leave that at that. Questions.
Questions.
Here is our next story about a haunted house. It says, I've been listening for a long time. I finally decided to send this story in. My husband still doesn't like to talk about it, but he's okay with me sharing it. This happened about 10 years ago when we bought our first house. We'd been saving forever for the down payment. Like a lot of people buying their first home, pretty much everything we had went into it. It wasn't a big fancy place, but we didn't care. It was ours. And we were excited to finally stop paying rent. I should probably mention that I've always believed there could be things we can't explain. I've had a couple of odd experiences growing up, so I never completely ruled the paranormal out. My husband is the exact opposite. He was the kind of person who always had an explanation for everything. If I mentioned a ghost story I'd heard, he'd smile and say there's probably a logical reason for it. For the first month or so, life was what we had hoped it would be. We spent almost every evening unpacking boxes, making little trips to the hardware store because we always seemed to need one more thing. Looking back now, I honestly don't know if anything strange had already started. We were so busy settling in that we probably wouldn't have noticed. The first thing I remember happened on a Saturday while my husband was helping his dad with something. I was home by myself, unpacking books in the living room, and I heard what sounded like people talking somewhere else in the house. I couldn't understand any of the words, and it wasn't whispering or anything like that. It honestly sounded like two people having a normal conversation in another room. I remember thinking, well, it must be the TV. So I walked through the whole house, checking every room, but the televisions were off and there wasn't another person in the house. I shrugged it off at first. Then it happened again a few days later and again the following week. It was never loud enough to understand what anyone was saying, just enough to make me stop whatever I was doing because I was sure somebody else was in the house. When I mentioned it to my husband, he said it was probably the neighbors outside or the house carrying sound in a strange way, which how could that be? But yeah, whatever you have to live with. I wanted him to be right, so I didn't argue with him. Not long after that, I started hearing footsteps upstairs whenever I was downstairs by myself. They were always slow, steady footsteps, never running, stomping, just someone walking slowly across the hallway. Every single time I'd go upstairs to see who was there, every room was empty. My husband still wasn't buying any of it. He'd tell me, it's just the house. Once you start paying attention to little noises, you notice every one of them. I tried telling myself he was probably right. Then one evening, we were sitting downstairs watching TV after dinner when we both heard the bedroom door upstairs close. Not a loud slam. It sounded just like someone shut it. We both looked toward the stairs. My husband immediately got up to show me it was nothing. He came back downstairs about a minute later and sat back down without saying much. When I asked what it was, he said, I don't know. All the windows were shut and he couldn't figure out why the door had closed. That was the first time I realized he wasn't quite as confident. The strange things kept happening over the next several months. Ever so often, I'd hear those conversations. We'd both hear footsteps. And once in a while, we'd find a door open that we were both sure had been closed. None of it seemed threatening, but it was enough that we were always waiting for the next strange thing to happen. The hardest part was knowing we couldn't just leave. We put everything we had into buying that house, between the down payment, closing costs, moving expenses, furniture, repairs. Moving again wasn't even anything we could consider. The night that changed everything for my husband happened almost a year after we moved in. I'd gone to bed early because I wasn't feeling well. He stayed downstairs watching a baseball game. The next morning, I asked him who he'd been talking to before he came upstairs because I was sure I heard voices. He looked confused and asked what I meant, and I told him, well, I thought you were on the phone. He got quiet and finally told me what had happened. He said he had muted the TV because he thought he heard someone walking around in the kitchen. While he was sitting there listening, he watched a man walk from across the opening between the dining room and the hallway. The man never looked at him, never acknowledged him, never stopped walking. He just crossed the hallway and disappeared. My husband searched everywhere before he finally came upstairs. All the doors were locked, every window was locked and shut. There wasn't another person in the house. After that, he didn't joke about the old house anymore. The first year was honestly miserable. Neither of us slept very well. If we heard footsteps after we'd gone to bed, neither of us volunteered to go looking anymore. We left lights on more than we probably needed to, and every unexpected noise immediately got our attention. We were always on edge, wondering what we'd hear or see next. Then somewhere along the way, things slowly began to change. I wish I could tell you when it happened, but I can't. The footsteps became less frequent. I'd still hear the conversations, but only once in a while. Sometimes months would go by. Even the feeling that someone else was in the house wasn't there all the time anymore. We didn't have anyone bless the house. We didn't call investigators. We just kept living there. And over time, the activity just wasn't as active as it had been during those first few months. By the last couple of years we lived there, life felt normal again. We'd gotten used to the house. Maybe whatever had been happening had settled down. I don't know. We ended up staying there almost 7 years before moving. What's funny is looking back now, I don't think about that house with fear anymore. At the time, especially that first year, I honestly wondered if we had made the biggest mistake of our lives buying it. Now I mostly think about it as one of the strangest chapters in our lives. It's hard to explain unless you've lived through something like that. At first, it completely takes over your life, but little by little, I think we adapted. We stopped jumping at every sound, and we stopped trying to explain everything, and life just simply moved forward. My husband still doesn't really like talking about the man he saw that night. Thanks for reading. Thanks for giving people somewhere they can share stories like this. I know we're definitely not the only ones who had to live with something they couldn't explain. That's from Roberta.
Wow.
What would make activity kind of stop? Is it maybe because they moved in and things, they kind of stirred it up?
Or honestly, it sounds like they just started to like accept it happening. So maybe once they weren't getting whatever was doing it, wasn't getting the reaction and feeding off of that energy to what they were doing, maybe they just stopped.
Maybe they were a little pissed off because people were moving in. Let's be real. And then people are moving in. They're not okay with it. And then it's kind of like, you know, they're not bad people.
Yeah.
And they're not overreacting to us. And maybe you just kind of learn to coexist.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe at first, whatever it was just like, new people. I don't trust them. And then like once got a little more settled in.
But you wouldn't, would you, if you were a spirit in a house and somebody new moved in and they're making changes, they're painting walls, and you're like, leave this house alone.
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy.
Because we've heard so many stories about renovations and it stirring stuff up.
Yeah.
So that's kind of maybe what happened?
Yeah, maybe.
But wouldn't that freak you out if you're just sitting there watching a baseball game and somebody just walks? It's like, what? Excuse me. Like, you don't live here. Why are you walking through my house? Because you would assume it's an intruder.
Yeah.
That would freak me out so bad.
I would. Yeah, I would be very scared.
Oh my God. Let's do one more call.
All right. My buddy, his name was Travis, but we called him T-Bone. He was a big, big, big black guy. He moved in next door to me when I was like 16. You know, me and him hung out. He was like 10 years, maybe 15 years older than me. But, you know, he was like a kid at heart. And we would just hang out and play Xbox or PlayStation or whatever, you know, play football. And he suddenly died of like a massive heart attack. You know, he wasn't even 40, you know. Devastating. And it must have been a couple months later after the funeral and everything. And I was walking by one of the neighbors. He was like, man, just seen T-Bone the other day, man. I seen him at Walmart. I was like, you did? You know, he didn't know that T-Bone had died, right? And he said, yeah. And he said he was just in there walking around, just killing time, you know, looking at stuff. He had said he was good and fine and everything. And after he finished his story, you know, Me and the neighbor guy, we really didn't have much in common except for T-Bone. And so after he was done with his story, I told him, I was like, well, dude, T-Bone died like 4 or 5 months ago. He's like, he turned white. Like, I never seen a Mexican dude turn white. He was pasty white after I told him that. And he was like, you're messing with me. You're messing with me. I'm like, no, dude. Like, T-Bone died a while ago, bro. And he said, no, I just seen him like 2 weeks ago. And I was like, well, that's comforting to me. I told him, I said, that's comforting to me because his wife worked at that Walmart that he was supposedly at, you know, so that he must've just been walking around looking for his wife, you know, seeing if she was on shift. That to me, seeing that he didn't know that T-Bone was dead, maybe he was able to see the physical T-Bone, you know, and didn't know maybe nobody else saw T-Bone but him. Maybe T-Bone just appeared to him because, you know, seeing is believing, right? And if you don't know that somebody's dead, you believe they're still alive. So T-Bone was probably able to manifest himself, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how it really works, but thanks, guys, for the show. All right. Well, bye.
I think that is interesting.
I do, too.
Because, number one, the guy obviously hadn't seen him for a while. And
yeah.
And thought, was like, hey, I saw a T-Bone. Like, it was a big enough deal. What a strange thing from this guy's perspective, because this is his friend who passed away, and then it's been a couple months, I think he said.
Yeah.
And to have somebody come up and go, yeah, I just saw so-and-so. No, no, you couldn't have. That would be a really strange feeling.
Yeah, that would be very strange.
Like, no, you didn't see him. Yeah, he was at the Walmart. You know? And
it's really sweet, though, don't you think?
Yes.
That T-Bone kind of went to go say goodbye.
The other option that I do have to point out that is an obvious option, maybe he saw a guy who looked like him.
Yeah,
and really
that could
wasn't
be.
Him. Maybe
but it sounded like they had like a conversation, and like usually when you mistake someone for somebody in like a public place and you're like, hey, excuse me, are you so-and-so? They're usually like, oh, no.
And I couldn't tell by the way he told that story if the guy talked to him or if he just like, yeah, I saw T-Bone. He was fine. Looked good. Which is, or did he talk to him and T-Bone was fine?
I mean, it sounded like the guy had talked to him.
Yeah. So very strange. And the fact that his wife works at that Walmart does yeah. make you think there would be a reason for him to be there.
Yeah.
And I like his theory. The guy didn't know. He didn't know he was dead. It's like you couldn't have talked to him. But then maybe because the guy didn't know, that's why he was able to see him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that was a pretty good theory.
Yeah. It sounds like a great theory. Honestly, it's probably what happened.
I don't know. I found that to be a very interesting story.
Me too.
Well, share those real ghost stories with us. It's really easy. You can call it in, 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can always become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the strawberry watermelon refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the strawberry watermelon refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.